Well, hello and welcome to the Faith Walk Show. If you are listening in for the first time, welcome, welcome. If you are tuning back in, welcome back. I hope you will tune back in next week, same time. That is every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, do me a big favor. Tell your family, friends, and associates to also join you every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. and learn how to grow your faith, because right here on the Faith Walk Show, folks, I share inspirational stories of faith, also how to enjoy your life experiences by learning how to develop faith for the first time, or develop stronger faith to love, forgive, deal with anxiety, fear, and depression. So yes, all those things that keep your mind locked up in the past, which is what I will be talking about today. And hope this show and something in these scriptures will help you overcome that. Also, know that faith is very important, folks, to develop and make stronger. And when I talk about faith, I don't always mean faith in materialistic things, although important. But what I'm talking about is faith in God, faith in His Word, in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Because after all, only what you do for Christ will last, not what materialistic things you can obtain on this earth. So you have to have faith to understand and make sense of all the things and challenges you are faced with in this world. So in saying that, I present to you today faith that can help you love more, forget, forgive, have patience with others. And that faith comes in a scripture I just love. I want to read it here really quick before I get started. That is Romans 15:13, and it states, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So a few important words to remember in this scripture: abound in hope. And abound means prosper, flourish, thrive. And hope means faith, confidence, and courage. So the best thing you can do for yourself is forget, forgive yourself and others, and move on. Why? Well, I'll tell you this. It takes the power away from any and everything that wants to destroy you. And I don't mean physically, although that is the goal of the adversary. I am talking about destroying you mentally. Because once your mind is off track, folks, your life is controlled by your thoughts that lead to your actions, good, bad, or indifferent. Make sense? You see, you have to remember this one thing. The adversary, the devil, is very successful in the lives of those who follow Christ, especially those who love the Lord and make every effort to stand on a good path with God. Yes, he uses your mind against you. That's where it starts. Because as you know, most people live in their mind, right? We think about things and then we act on those things, good, bad, or not so good things or situations, right? So the adversary is happy to use your past against you by using people to bring up past situations, or you yourself entertaining, or should I say reliving, those failures, which no doubt will keep you in limbo, kind of like almost there, not yet, but almost free to live in peace and enjoy the rest of your days on this earth, just almost there, so you stay in limbo. Now, most times we don't always recognize that we're at a midpoint or borderline mindset of barely hanging on emotionally. So we don't properly deal with our past like we should. So my prayer for you today is to learn to let things go, folks. Why remember it if it was so bad anyway, right? Why remember it? So today's message, I pray, will help you see clearly. And really quick, I am going to share on a message I taught a few weeks back called Living Outside of Your Failures. And I bring that up today because, in my opinion, people naturally are unable to stop thinking and reacting to past failures. It happens to the best of us. It takes a strong-minded person to be able to constantly throw out, disregard negative thoughts when they pop up. And I know some people say, "Well, Susan, it's hard to forget," which is true. I agree. But you can train yourself to have peace about it, so that you can successfully move past it. Finally, once and for all, move past whatever challenge is holding you back. And in case you're wondering, why am I saying all this today and talking about failures? You know why? Because it matters. Yes, to most people, past failures matter. So they hold on to it for 20 years, or on a good day, They see it as a lesson learned, but in both cases, failure is a big part of our life. And if you can't see past it, guess what? You get stuck. You get stuck in what I always talk about on this show. And you know what that is? You get stuck in what could have been. And naturally, you judge your life on that one thing that cost your life to shift in a different direction. Because in my opinion, most people allow their past failures to define who they are as a person this very moment. Let me give you an example. If you had a marriage that failed and ended in divorce, that experience may have a forever lasting effect on your personal life, and you may never want to get married again. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't feel that way. I'm just saying don't look at things that went wrong in your life as the end to having a great life if put in that same situation again. You follow me? Because if you're smart about it, there is something called a lesson learned. We all make mistakes. It's just a matter of if you learn from it. If you learn, guess what? Then those failures can be instrumental in making you great one day or a pathway to getting the success you want. So as I move on, I don't want to spend much time on this, but as I said, if you want to hear more on this subject, I taught on the message a few weeks back, Living Outside of Your Failures. You can visit my website any time of the day or night at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Click on messages and select Living Outside of Your Failures and listen away. And I hope it will help you in a positive way. Now, moving on to the main message in scriptures of the day. Again, my reason for talking a little bit about failure this morning, before I get into the main scripture message points here, is because in my prayer time this week, the thought of people literally unable to get past their failures was heavy on my heart. And going through the scripture I am about to read you, I hope will help you get past some things today. So in saying that, the title of the message today is That One Thing. Yes, That One Thing. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And I want to take a few minutes to read scripture here and talk about that one thing that has kept you regretting all this time. Again, the title of the message today is That One Thing. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And it says here, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I know some may know the writer of Philippians was Paul, and he wanted to write and tell the people from his own experience how to live the good life with God. So, the one thing Paul says to do is almost impossible. If you had got a hold of me 10 years ago, I would have said that is completely impossible. There's no way I can forget about all the trauma and drama that has occurred in my life. How do I just forget? Well, listen on, folks, and maybe I can help you do just that today. So again, it states, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So again, Philippians written by Paul. Paul wanted us to forget and move on. So again, as the scripture tells us, to forget. And as I said, if you had got me 10 years ago, I would have said that is impossible to do. But if you look at things in the flesh, meaning not through spiritual eyes, I would agree that is impossible to do. But in a spiritual sense, when you stand on your faith and you live in the hope and the promise, it's not. Now, in the natural sense, you might think it's impossible to forget those things. Again, that means if you're looking at things outside of the spiritual realm of God, you might think it's impossible to forget those things that hurt you and changed your life until this point. So, the one thing that sticks out to me in this scripture is this. Again, Paul tells us in Philippians 3, 13 and 14, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, after everything Paul went through, he realized that he would have to forget about the past in order to press on to those things that would keep him on a good path with God. So he wanted to share his wisdom with the people. And in verse 14, it notes that that upward call was a prize. So for those who may just be tuning into the show today, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is That One Thing. So what is that one thing you need to let go of today? That one thing that periodically comes back to your memory and gives you those setbacks, which are nothing but regrets. What is that one thing that keeps you reliving the past? So the scripture tells us in verse 13, forget about those things which are behind. All those things that have happened, forget about it. And then, after you forget about it, continue to press forward towards the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, press towards new and positive experiences, leaving whatever happened yesterday in yesterday. Again, Philippians 3:13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Now let me stop right there. I'll read it again and emphasize on a few words. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Apprehended, folks. And that means understand or perceive. Again, verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Again, one thing I understand or one thing I perceive. But forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. So according to the scripture, if you forget, and forget means unable to recall. So if you are unable to recall, what happens then? Suddenly your future looks promising, right? There is nothing emotionally connecting you to that negative situation, those failures. There is no contrast difference now. You don't know any better. All you know and recall or remember are those good things that give you hope, which is faith. So you can now dream big again without reservation. You can hope on again without being jaded from past failures. You instantaneously have childlike faith, where you trust and believe in the promises of God just because the Word, the Bible, tells you so. No questions asked. You follow where this message is going today? Now, as I said a few minutes ago, it may seem impossible to forget. Now, I believe there's a reason why Paul starts out with letting the people know that one thing you do, let it be about forgetting. So I take this to mean the only thing Paul knows to do is forget in order to press forward towards the higher calling, and that higher calling is about God's business. Now, as I said, I know I've heard people say at times, you'll never forget. You'll forgive, but you'll never forget. Well, the scripture clearly says, forget those things which are behind. And folks, we have to do that. You have to be able to come to a place where you say, I am no longer going to allow this to be my trap, to be my emotional trap, no matter what happens in life. And that's it. I have to live with it. I have to own up to it. Yes, own up to it, but forget it at the same time. And how do you forget? You meditate on those things that are of good report. That's scripture. Good, good stuff. Well, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening into the show today on That One Thing. I just wanted to pause for a few minutes to give you a little background on the Faith Walk Show. And the Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And of course, my core message on this show focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety using faith in God as your foundation. Now that sounds like a plan. I also look forward to sharing with you every week right here, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Another thing to keep in mind, I want to hear from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story so that I can share on the last Sunday of this month right here on this very show so that others can hear about what God is doing in your life and in the lives of people all over the world. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life, because I would love to share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God can make a way. Submit your Faith Walk inspirational story by emailing me directly, Susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Again, I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story a month and read it right here on this show to encourage others to know that God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today on that one thing.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about forgetting and getting over past failures today. As I talked about on my show a few weeks back titled Living Outside of Your Failures, if you want to hear more on the subject, you can go to my website any time of the day or night. Again, that is faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. And you can listen to that message, download it, share it with your family, friends. Moving on, in case you are just tuning into the show today, this is the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is That One Thing. And scripture of the day I have been talking about for the last 15 minutes, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. I encourage you to go back in your spare time and study these scriptures because it will certainly help you stand on faith today. And the way you stand on faith and live in the hope and promises of God is to forget who said what, why, what happened, when. Also, forget about what could have been, what should have been, only if it happened this way. I am here to share with you some scriptures that will enlighten you in the area of forgetting and moving past whatever seems to burden you down these days. Again, scripture of the day, Philippians 3, 13 and 14 states, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Verse 14, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So, in closing, folks, with the mindset of Paul, it's a great thing when you can focus on the future by letting go of everything that has a negative impact on your life. Why? Because it is the only way to be free. Yes, the only way to shift your old, worn-out mind to a mindset that has nothing but hope and promise. You see, you can't live in peace regretting where you came from. And if you have no peace, where do you find the power to press forward? That's a fair question. Think about that. Again, Paul writes, I do not count myself to have apprehended one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching, folks, reaching. Yes, you have to reach for it by pressing forward, pursuing after it. Whether it be love, faith, joy, peace, wisdom, forgiveness, understanding, power, you have to reach for it. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I have to tell you today, ahead of you is a bright future with the Lord. All you have to do is to connect with the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, and see how it changes your life. Also, before I close here, here's another great scripture I want to share with you that makes my point for me in regards to that one thing we've been talking about today. And that is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. And it states, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, I know most have read this scripture literally 100 times, but this time really focus on the word first. Again, let me read it. That is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So, what are we called to do here? Remember, I just read you, first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Here again, folks, we are called to do that one thing. And that one thing is to seek first the kingdom of God in all his righteousness, and then these things shall be added to you. Remember, forgetting those things which are behind, Paul says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. One thing I do. Forget. One thing you do, forget. The other thing you do is first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. So, I often know people interpret the scripture as, if you seek God, all these things shall be added to you. You can seek God, but not be seeking his righteousness. We have to be right. We have to live right. And our actions have to be proof of that. You got it? So again, folks, you are called to do that one thing that will help you stay focused on moving forward with your life to avoid dwelling on the past. Great scriptures today, folks. I hope these scriptures have ministered to your heart today and will change your life in some way. And as I move on, this will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this. If you can't forget all those disappointing days that took minutes, hours, days, even years away from your life for some, even this very moment, then why try? Why hope? Why dream? Why are you still wanting it? Why are you still hoping for it? Don't you know? Unless you forget and press forward towards a higher calling on your life, you still won't be happy when you get it. You still won't have peace when you find it. Because at the end of the day, success is about the moment, living that one thing. Because to be successful in forgetting is about what you choose to do with the knowledge in that moment that can change your perspective for a positive, memorable future. Folks, this will bring me to the close of the show. I hope these scriptures encourage you to take control of your emotions and think positive things. One last thing to remember, as always, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.